I have a memory of a family gathering at Christmas time. It's my brother and sister-in-law's home, and my nephew at that time was probably about 5 years old. His name's Cody. Very at that season of his life, he's very rambunctious and energetic. And I remember at this family gathering that some of us were sitting in the living room watching the football game, and before we were going to eat, and Cody, he kind of loved the roughhouse a little bit, and you know, at one point he kind of came at me like a missile and just rammed into me, and I, you know, I got him in a headlock, a gentle headlock, and just kind of squeezing a little bit, and he uttered a word that he should not have said, and it wasn't real bad, but I said, Cody, I think I'm going to have to tell your mom about this. And she was in the kitchen at the time. And this look of fear came on his face. And all of a sudden, he gets up and he starts walking toward the kitchen. And but you know, his posture, it's like he's got the weight of the world on his shoulders. And I thought to myself, isn't that great? He's going into the kitchen. He's going to confess his sin to my sister. She'll give him pardon and mercy, and we'll be good. Well, he comes back out, and he looks greatly relieved. And so a little while later, I make my way into the kitchen because I'm kind of curious, and I say to my sister, what did Cody say to you? And she says, Cody said that Uncle Steve said a bad word. The little guy threw me under the bus, you know? So I remind him about that one every now and then. You know, he's 21 years old now, but never forgot that one. But did you ever notice that it's a human nature thing, when we do something wrong, when we sin, especially something more significant, that there's almost an instinctual impulse to blame, to hide, to conceal, to rationalize, to deny? And where does that come from? And it goes all the way back to the beginning. In Genesis, we just had this reading on the feast day of the Immaculate Conception of Mary, and it's one where you know, Adam and Eve were told they weren't to partake of the fruit of a particular tree. And what happens? The serpent, the embodiment of evil and temptation, slithers onto the scene and whispers in their ear, "Don't worry about it. You can be like gods. Go ahead and partake." And we know they succumb, and that particular doctrine, it's called original sin, and it, you know, it's not just some story. It really points out a spiritual truth where we're all impacted by it. And if you want to, when it comes to original sin, it's truth. Just watch the news or read the newspaper. I mean, it's on display all the time. And recently, with a lot of celebrities and politicians, religious leaders. And you just see it on display. But it's not just famous people that are impaired. It's really all of us. And we've all been there. And when God comes on the scene, Adam and Eve, they're busted. What are they doing? God says, "Where are you?" What were they doing? They were hiding. Again, that whole concealment thing. And what's the remedy? We see it in the gospel. We encounter the Advent prophet, John the Baptist. And what is he doing? He's proclaiming a baptism for the repentance of sins. People are coming to him. A significant word in there, repentance. What does that mean? That means to turn away from something. It's to do an about face. And as Christians, if we're to stay healthy, you know, what do we need to turn away from? It's darkness, sin, it's the temptation. And sometimes those temptations in life can be very seductive and very alluring. And that's what it was for Adam and Eve, and they succumbed. For you and me, we can also have that struggle. We may have the best of intentions of not getting into gossip or jealousy, but we fall. We may have a firm resolve to be more patient with the people in our lives, maybe especially those we struggle with patience, and then we blow it. We may have a firm resolve to stay away from some things, some bad things on the internet, but then you fall. You know, we all know that we're all impacted by original sin. Most of the time we are good, but we have the propensity to sometimes choose wrongly, and it's a struggle. But the Lord is our hope and our strength. And John the Baptist, he really reflects conscience and truth, and also the ultimate remedy, which will be the forgiveness that comes from Jesus. He says, prepare the way of the Lord. And even the name Jesus, what does it mean? It means God saves. And one of the things he saves us from is from our sins, from our struggles. And what does he need from us? He needs honesty. He needs humility. We just celebrated the Immaculate Conception of Mary this past week. And I think Mary embodies in a beautiful way humility, that openness to God's plan and God's will. And I think that's a virtue we can all grow in. Because with Adam and Eve, with original sin, it's spiritual pride. You know, there's a healthy kind of pride when you've done something good and well. But there's an unhealthy type where we can become arrogant, and we can become self-centered and think we're above it all. And that's a very dangerous place to be, because we can fall so easily. And so Mary points out the importance of humility, but also honesty. You know, we've got a sacrament in our tradition that humility and honesty are key. It's a sacrament of reconciliation. It's a wonderful sacrament. But I don't know anyone who's doing cartwheels on the way to the confessional because they're so happy to be going to confession. You know, it's a tough sacrament because it really calls us to accountability. It calls us to really a brutal honesty in looking at our lives. And we can slough things off. Again, we can rationalize, we can deny. But that sacrament really calls us to a total honesty. And why do we avoid that, though? I think for most Catholics, we really can struggle with a particular sacrament. I think for a number of reasons, it's easy to procrastinate, isn't it? Just kind of put things off that we know we need to attend to. Another reason why we can avoid this one is just fear. And for some, maybe been carrying something for a long time. There's still a lot of shame and guilt around that. And just having a hard time letting that go. Or maybe even thinking that God can forgive us. You know, the sacrament of reconciliation, the priest is supposed to be another Christ, really to reflect the presence of Christ. And it's really Jesus who forgives in that sacrament. And just for you to know that, you know, the Pope needs to go to reconciliation, priests need to go to reconciliation, especially Father Mano and Father Ganella need to go to reconciliation. No, we all do, because we're all human, and we all, again, most of the time we are good, but we all know what it's like to slip and to fall. And even if it's small things, something I hear from people from time to time is, you know, I just find myself confessing the same sins over and over again. It doesn't seem like I'm making any progress. And I always encourage people, it's still important to receive. Because if anything, God always gives us the grace of a growth in humility. And, you know, if we're not careful with the small things can become big things, can make the headlines. So that's where we really need to be attentive to any darkness that can creep into our lives. And the Lord gives us a sacrament, and it's Jesus who brings forgiveness, so that we can stay honest and humble, and we can grow and stay close to the light. You know, because the evil one and the serpent in Genesis, I think that the power of evil is very real, and even good people can be deluded that they're above it all. And that's when we become very vulnerable. And again, the evil one can whisper in our ears, you can be like God. You can be the center of it all. And we can easily fall. So this is really, it's an accountability sacrament. And so I'd encourage you, sometime this Advent, we have a lot of extra times to receive it. And maybe you've been carrying something for a long, long time. It's like a ball and chain. And there's a lot of shame around, maybe from decades ago. You know, it's time to let that go. You know, God, he wants us to be free. He wants us to know pardon. He wants us to know peace. So if you've been carrying something for a long time, you know, take that step to receive the sacrament and know his forgiveness and his freedom. So we light another candle on the Advent wreath today on the second Sunday of Advent. And as we prepare for Christmas, John the Baptist says, prepare the way for the Lord. So anything that is an obstacle within us, you know, sometimes it's some darkness from our past. Let's allow the Lord to remove that so we can receive him more deeply at Christmas as he is born deeper into our world and into our lives. May God bless you.